This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ahbab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ruwilan al-Qur'an ma kana bayna Musa wa Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam ata Fir'aun wa qala inni qad ataytuka bi sultanin mubin. Fattabi' وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Quran tells us the story of Musa alayhi salam, especially the dialogue that took place between Musa and the Pharaoh. And remember, my brothers and sisters, when the Quran tells stories, the point is not the entertainment of the audience. The point is not so that the people become eloquent in recalling historical facts. Otherwise, the Quran would just be a book of history. The Quran contains historical facts in it, but it is not a book of history. And the stories that are told in the Quran, they are told so that men and women can ponder and reflect and learn from it. It is not for entertainment. And in the particular story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam comes and he presents himself to Fir'aun. And along with him, he brings all the necessary tools and signs that I am indeed a messenger from Allah. I come to you with manifest authority. Follow me. But then, if you choose not to do so, فَاعْتَزِلُونَ, then the least that you can do is just keep away from me. Let me talk to people. Let me share with people what it is that Allah has sent me with. And if you choose to reject it, then that is your business. But do not come on my way, and I will not be on your way. Fir'aun was an arrogant man. And this sounds like a decent deal. Here I am, this is my message, you have the choice, reject it, accept it. Otherwise, just keep away from me, and I keep away from you. This is a good deal. Fir'aun rejects it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what has happened to the people. In what we call to be a very pitiful way of mentioning what was happened. كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكهين كذلك وأورثناها قوما آخرين فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منظرين. He said, look into this. How many of gardens and springs did they leave behind? How many corn fields and noble buildings did they leave behind? And how much wealth and convenience in which they found delight did they leave behind? And such, we replaced it and we made the inheritance somebody else other than them. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءِ. Neither the heavens nor the earth shed any tear upon these people, and they were not given any other chance. They were corrupted with power. Power is supposed to be something good to utilize to spread goodness and encourage and promote justice through it. But not Pharaoh and not those who behave like a Pharaoh. Don't. So Allah said, why? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعِيُونَ. Why would you leave all this behind? Look into what you had. You had the gardens, you had the springs, you had convenience, you had wealth, you had everything that you found delight in. Why do you kick this away? Why not show appreciation so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you more? And this notion is mentioned in more than one place in the Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. نعمة الله يجب أن تقابل شكرا. فقال ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار. Have you seen those who have changed the favor of Allah upon them into ingratitude? Because the favor of Allah is supposed to be met with gratitude and appreciation. But these people did not. So they misled their people. Or they led their people to the abode, the hellfire. How pitiful. Why would anybody do something like this? You know, subhanAllah, in the past week, we've all been hearing about the story of Elliot Spencer, the governor of New York, the clean man,
who won the elections in such a way. And this man was destined. They say that he was about to become the president of the U.S. He was so good.
He was so liked by people that people were absolutely mesmerized by the man. Admired by people. Had a beautiful family. Three young daughters. Supportive wife next to him. And you would think that this is goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Very similar to the people from before. Here are your gardens, your springs, your noble dwellings, things that you find convenience and wealth in which you have delight, beautiful family, big office, beautiful job, admired by people. What else do you want? What else do you want? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kam tara." Why did they need this behind? Why would somebody, after Allah has given you so much, why don't you say, oh Allah, I appreciate what you have given me so much, and I will forever be grateful for you. But rather you kick all of this away. And you go, and you cheat on your spouse. Elliot Spencer, sadly, and unfortunately, represent a good number of us. We all have our own dark secrets that we do not want other people to know. We have all been guilty of something that brings shame. جاء رجل إلى ابن تيمية فقال كيف أصبت. A man once came to the great scholar of Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah. And he said, how are you doing this morning? فقال ابن تيمية أصبحت بين نعمتين لا أدري أيتهما أفضل. He said, I woke up this morning and I am enjoying two blessings of Allah, and I am not sure which one is best for me.